Thank you. Hello, everyone. So I'm Yves Bolognini. I'm project manager at Camp2Camp, located in Lausanne. So first, a few words about Camp2Camp. So we are open source, of course, a software company based in Lausanne, but also in Chambéry. Originally, it was only in Lausanne, then Chambéry. And more recently, we have offices opened in Munich and Paris, and also Olten in Switzerland. So Switzerland, France, and Germany. We have four departments in this company. First and historic one is geospatial. We have about half of our employees in this department. Business, we do some solutions around Odoo software, so ERPs. Infrastructure, so that's about Linux servers and Docker, etc. And we have a close connection between infrastructure and the two other departments, of course, because the geospatial business need infrastructure always. The fourth department is subscriptions, license, mainly Red Hat licenses. For the three first departments, so we have services, consulting, implementation, but we do also the support and maintenance, and some training also. Now, this talk is about GeoMapFish. So what is GeoMapFish? You have here our desktop interface. So it is a WebGIS solution for, you know what WebGIS is. I will go more in details. So open source WebGIS, but it's a platform, it's not only an application. You will see a list of features, so it's quite rich, and it's highly customizable. So this is already a platform. You can do a lot of things with GeoMapFish. We use modern technologies. I will go more in details later. And we use we have highly interoperable with OGC services, etc. Oh, we need the light. I will also show you a couple projects we've done. What is interesting also is that it's a community-driven project platform. So it means that we have a quite broad community, mainly our customers, of course. The members are public agencies, mainly. Also some engineer offices and some private companies. For instance, for geomarketing, also we have the EPFL, the school, technical school in Lausanne, that is our customer for facility management. So they manage the whole campus and the whole rooms of the campus into GeoMapFish. The goal of this community is, of course, like every community, to promote dialogue, but also to have decision making, like what they want and what they want for the next version, for instance, and what is less priority for the version after that, specifications of each features. So we work really closely with the community, work with our users and our customers. Also, it's also a way to have to try to have a fair funding also between the customers. It means that if we have many users, many customers that are funding our solution, so the funding will be lower for each of them. And also, when I say fair funding, it's also fair for Camp2Camp, of course. So we have to find a solution to be fair for everyone. And this is a model that works since 2011. The first version of GeoMapFish was out in 2012, but the project started in 2011. So this works quite well. So about versions, we just released the stable long-term version 2.4, and we are currently in development for 2.5. Just a quick schema here to show you that we started in 2011, 2012, and that the next LTR was released just now and will be supported until 2022. The previous one was the 1.6. About features, it's only highlights because we have many features, but yeah, some features to show you what we can do. Rich layer tree with reorder, drag and drop reorder, grouping, opacity, time layers, etc. Powerful filters, so to show only a part of the data on the map. External layers like WMS, WMTS layers, but external from the project. A complete editing features with snapping on the web. Elevation leader profiles, routing also using OSRM. We also have a very powerful PDF generation solution using Jasper reports. And 3D visualization. At CamTocam, we developed the OpenLayers Cesium solution, the library to connect OpenLayers to Cesium. Latest developments that are quite new, an API to insert maps into external websites, AO PDF generation, so it takes some time, so it needs to be asynchronous. So we developed something with email, so the user can get an email and say, okay, my PDF is now ready, I can download it. Maps comparison, I will show you with a screenshot just after that. And story maps, is a way to tell a story using maps with added content. Yeah, some screenshots about features. Just before you saw the desktop interface, this is the interface for tablets and mobile. This one is responsive. We also have this desktop interface that is not responsive because it's important to also have a very rich interface for desktop, and some features from desktop are not in the responsive interface. I told you about profiles, so it's an example. So we have elevation, standard elevation profiles, but also LiDAR profiles. This is also a new feature for comparison, so you can drag drop in the middle and compare two maps and play with it. And you choose in the layer tree, you choose which layers you want to compare. We also have a quite user-friendly administration tool to configure everything about the layer tree, about the where are the layers, etc. Also, everything about users and roles. We have quite an advanced way of defining which layers can be viewed by which user and role. A word about software components. So, on the client, we use OpenLayers, of course, AngularJS. NGO, which is a library that was developed at CamTocam to combine actually OpenLayers and AngularJS, and Bootstrap. On the server, it's a Python backend using Pyramid, and we have for some part of the solution, we have a special protocol, Mapfish protocol, and of course we use a lot of OJC protocol. originally, we almost all projects were with map server as a map generator, but now more and more projects use QGIS, and some projects also with GeoServer. Database, of course, but GIS. And now the latest version of GeoMapFish is all in Docker. First, it was only for the build of the projects. Now we use also Docker for the run part to run the project. And in the latest development, we added the OpenShift. OpenShift on top of Docker to the orchestrator. And this is, I guess, the next, yes, next slide. We always had a continuous integration for development to be able to see the latest changes very easily. But now we also have the continuous deployment with OpenShift. And so this is how it works. So the developer can push, developer or the integrator can push the change in GitHub. It triggers Travis so to run the tests and run everything and build the Docker images. It goes to Docker Hub, and the OpenShift then can deploy it on the production or in the demo servers. This is also interesting because the OpenShift will allow to have several servers if there's a need for high availability. Some projects here for EPFL, so this school, technical school in Lausanne. This is interesting because we change almost everything on the interface, so it shows that we can do what you want for the interface, not stay with the standard one. And also interesting this project is that it's not about communities, regions, etc. It's about a campus. And so we have buildings, it's not the same level. And also there's, you can see it because it's hidden here, but we also have a floor selector to choose which floor of the building we want to display. Another project here, this is for a gas station company, and so we display its information, but not only in terms of layer, but also for each point there's a graph. This is for geomarketing. Also for 3D, here we work with the country of Luxembourg. So they have quite interesting data here with the terrain, the 2D data that is mapped on the terrain, and also the buildings. And we can switch from 3D to 2D quite easily, very easily actually. And for I told you about reports also. We have PDF generation engine, and this allows to have quite interesting reports using Jasper reports, and we can include one or several maps if needed, and have quite nice outputs. This is something for the Confederation, so the country of Switzerland. Okay, that's it. I'm a bit early, but there's room for questions. Any questions?
Yes, I have.
Hi. Can you tell me more about integration with Jasper reports? So how is it done? Do you make a report template in Jasper report, and then just let's say call it from map, or
yes,
or is it somehow more integrated than that?
No, the templates are Jasper templates, Jasper reports templates, but we have quite we have a backend for the Mapfish print because we as I said, we have this email system for asynchronous PDF generation, for instance. So this is something that we've done, and also all the security part. So the Mapfish print, so the backend of the print, will call the different layers and see that. Verify that the user can use these layers, etc. So there is a backend, but also that's true that the templates that's just probably built templates. Yeah.
Any more questions? Okay, I have one.
Yes.
Where do you see your project in 5 years' time?
That's a good question. I think that maybe the 3D part is quite interesting. So for now, it's the beginning. We have only like two projects, I would say. So that's something that we can continue and improve, not improve, but may add functionalities and have more projects with 3D. One other thing that is interesting, I think, is the offline part. We have one project with offline features, so to download the data and to use offline. This is something that we would like to integrate in the project, in the core of GeoMapFish. For now, it's not in the core. Those are for the new features, I would say. Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else?
Are there any plans in migration from AngularJS to Angular?
Yes, we are thinking about that, of course. The problem is that we have this community of public agencies mainly, and as you know, it takes time to migrate, and so we cannot just change to Angular right now. But of course, our teams that are up to date, they are thinking of the next steps. And yes, of course, we will move to Angular. Mm-hmm.